scump prasa.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, review shorts, and some cunk in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm Jody.
This is a special episode once again.
Ding 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 ding.
Yo,
ding,
this is our...
ding 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 ding.
Oh.
Jingle Bells is surprisingly Jaden's favorite nice. Christmas song.
Why?
I don't know. He sings it all the time.
What the fuck? This is our Christmas episode.
Yay! We're doing a different one this time.
We are doing a different one this time. We did Die Hard last time. If you have been a fan for this long, you would know that we did Die Hard last time.
The best Christmas movie of all time.
All time. So it's all downhill from here because we already covered the best one.
We can only go down.
And we can only
story
go down.
Story of my life.
But we did things a little differently this year. Santa came all over the place and we asked... We asked our Instagram friends, what can we call? No, the Brasa. We call it the Brasa.
Person's couple.
Yeah. No, just Brasa. I think Brasa is appropriate.
That works.
We asked the Brasa what their favorite Christmas movies are, and we are going to judge them to Alan Gone.
The Brasa came through, though. They came through.
They came through. Surprise.
We will be naming Nama.
Yeah, we'll be naming names and shaming shames.
Mm. But not kinks. We don't kink shame.
No, we don't kink shame. You can remember... You can fuck what you want as long as it's consensual.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt right there.
Look out for our merch. Coming soon.
Coming soon. So, Jody fucking went nuts with the list and has it in like, he went to Bichitati.
As I do.
He's got like categories and shit. Mm-hmm. So, you... Jay ride a bus, and then you tell her. Tell me how you wanna play this.
So what we're gonna do? We've got a few categories that we're going through.
All right.
We're gonna be talking about some Christmas classics.
Ah.
So you know the ones that
I think everyone knows what Christmas classics
the ones
are.
That
Jody.
We all go to our Christmas fix. As soon as it's December, we start watching them.
I never watch it ever. I'm the Grinch in this fucking thing.
Which is on the list. Also. Then I have some more adult-themed Christmas movies. So ones that are, you know, not
blue.
Really... Not really.
They call it the blue Christmas. Mm. Yeah. Jingle balls.
Used to find them in scope. The cassette was sold in the scope.
Silent night.
Anyway. Adult Christmas movies. These are ones that are like the comedies that have a lot more adult themes into them. So, yeah, Bad Santa, that type of vibe. Then we have some unconventional Christmas movies. You know, ones where there's maybe an action movie that's got a Christmassy theme or something like that, or a horror movie or something like that.
Okay.
And then we've got streaming Christmas movies. So it's the new market that's come out where, because Hallmark, I don't know if that's really a thing.
Brah, are you tatty? Hallmark Christmas movies.
Is it still? Do
it's
they still,
still a thing, yes.
Okay, well.
There's a moves a lot it? Of them.
Do you get it?
I can, but no, I'm not gonna. The latest one I saw was called Single All the Way.
Yes. I saw
did
that.
Did you see that?
Yeah. But so many of those Hallmark-y style things are releasing on streaming platforms now. That's like their new avenue.
People eat that shit up.
Yeah. I've got a story when we get there.
Okay.
Remember me to tell you.
Never. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with the classics, man.
Go to the classics. That's a good enough place.
Start there. Start at the good stuff and it's all downhill from that point on.
Yeah, I love it. First on the list is Home Alones, but there's Home Alones 1 and 2.
Yeah, we don't talk about 3.
No, I never... What's 3?
Anything sans Macaulay does not deserve a
that's
a
true,
call
and this was suggested by the real Lyndon Collison and Casual Dog Podcast.
Still waiting for that first podcast episode.
Waiting for that. I searched for it again the other day. I mean...
Many posts, but no episodes. We are waiting.
My dude, like, patiently. We want to support you. No bullshit.
Thanks for the recommendation.
But thank you, yeah. Anyway, Home Alone.
These are iconic.
They are for a reason. I mean, this is one of the episodes for the movies that made us now.
Yeah.
Isn't it? On Netflix.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that. I remember hiring this stick, not Christmas time even.
You can watch it anytime. Yeah,
anytime.
But it does put you in the Christmas vibe.
I guess. I don't think I've ever been in the Christmas vibe.
You are right now. You got a little Santa hat on, don't you?
He's lying. It's not true.
With your little pointy boots.
Okay, he's not lying about the pointy boots.
Whoa, those are harmless.
But I just like pointy boots, okay? No, but yeah, you didn't watch this at Christmas, but I mean, you feel like it seems to me like you got the spirit inside.
Yo, this movie just puts you in a vibe, my bro. I somehow want to call it late for work. This is like the epitome of like Christmas spirit. Interestingly enough, the director Chris Columbus was apparently not attached to this movie at all. But okay. He turned down something. He was rejected from something else. And he's like, okay, I'll go make this instead.
Okay.
And just turns like, out that this is
instant
like
classic.
Two of the biggest Christmas classics.
Yeah, this launched Macaulay Culkin into like the stratosphere.
Superstardom.
And Joe Pesci. What's the other guy's name?
What is that guy's name? Why is his name not higher?
Daniel Stern.
Yes. Where did you see? Is that Daniel Stern?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah, his IMDb pick is totally different. Yeah, Joe Pesci as Eddie and Daniel Stern is more of...
incredible.
Like, so, I don't know if you're aware, but there's a sequel that came out.
The recent sequel.
Yeah, a recent sequel.
Yeah, Home Sweet Home Alone.
Yes, and people are shitting on this film.
Yeah, as I said that I was... Just shaking my head.
Yeah, people are cacking on it because it doesn't have the same... You can't recreate the magic. Even the sequel, Home Alone 2, some of the shine is gone because the first one is so fucking good.
Yeah. I mean, interesting premise moving it to a different location, but that first one, it's perfect.
Yeah, but it's also realizing like the older you get, the more you want to be Home Alone.
True. True. Also realizing that... Kevin McAllister probably grew up to be the guy in Saw.
Yeah.
He's Jigsaw.
I mean, he they should have sent him to like a fucking engineering school or something now.
Or juvie.
Yeah. Or juvie. 100%.
Plot twist. You know that movie, The Good Son? Where he plays a...
Yes, he plays an evil person. Yeah.
It's just him grown up from here.
Yeah. It's a sequel to Home Alone.
It's the same character.
Christmas. So let's do this on a scale of 1 to 10 in terms of Christmas spirit, because that's what these movies are about.
Ooh, I like it.
Right? You like it. Where would you put the spirit?
This is a perfect 10 for me, bro.
Perfect 10.
Perfect
Christmas spirit.
10.
I would say 8. Yeah. I like that shit. And Christmas spirit wise, you know, realizing that you wanna, the most important thing during Christmas is. Presents.
Yeah. Capitalism.
Yeah, that's right. Always comes back.
Forced capitalism.
No, it's family.
Yeah.
Right? I'd give it an 8 just because like I was more entertained by like the hijinks and the physical trauma.
Than the Christmas side.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair.
Next on the list.
This is in no particular order. We can jump around.
Okay, then you do the next one.
Next one. Well, but these next on the list in any case, but
11.
Yeah. Starring the one and only Will Ferrell as a baby boy who grew up with elves.
Yeah.
And he's now a full grown man.
Yeah. I did not. Listen, I don't know if they expected this to be a Christmas classic.
I don't think this movie should work as well as it does on any level.
Even like the switch to like stop motion animation in the North Pole.
It's just brilliant.
It's amazing. He really fucking nails it. The naivete, him being so excited about Christmas.
The diet.
Nothing but
the
sugar.
Impossible diet.
Nothing but sugar. Fuck. And it was so. And I told you before, him and Jon Favreau didn't get along on this film.
Yeah, which broke my heart.
I'm sorry, but it's true. And this movie is Jon Favreau's vision. So he was right.
Yeah, he was. I mean, also, this movie has a great cast. James Caan, Zooey Deschanel as well.
Yeah.
It's just...
Fies on love.
This movie just works on every level. Honestly, when you talk about the plot, like a baby grows up with elves, grows up and he's Will Ferrell... Big ass Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's not the like average size.
No, he's like fucking almost 2 meters.
Yeah, there's a lot of like just flabby soft.
Yeah, the force perspective is also amazing in this film. It's like really, it's like Lord of the Rings level.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
It's a wonderfully shot movie. Mm. It's got Christmas coming out the gills.
I know. Man. It's like popping at the seams. And James Caan is so good at being that guy. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm James Caan. I'm Italian, I swear.
Caan.
Like, he's so good at that, at playing the straight guy. But
yeah.
It's just so well made. And this is a 10 for me, Christmas spirit.
No, it's right up there for me as well. Yeah. I mean, just his excitement about Santa.
Yeah.
And Santa's coming to the store. And then Santa comes to the store. He's like, you're not Santa.
It's almost like he gets so excited. It actually doesn't make sense. But for someone who has grown up with Santa, literal Santa, he's like so excited to see him.
That's insane. This movie is like,
it's cack funny. Yes,
really. This is like Will Ferrell
when
at his best.
He first gets to New York, man.
After sailing on a piece of ice the entire way,
and he's just going through the revolving door.
Yes.
eating out of the bin.
Will Ferrell's naivety, and honestly, I assume that they just put him in real world New York.
Yeah.
And
no, they did.
And like,
I think they did.
They put him in that costume and he just did shit. And that's like people's real reactions.
Yeah.
Like, I would not be surprised if that was exactly what happened.
No, I honestly think I read something, but I can't be sure and I'm not going to Google it now. So let's just assume I'm right. Okay.
Let's go for one that was recommended again. This is another big one. Love Actually. Recommended by our friend
Love Actually.
Love, comma,
actually.
Recommended by our friends over at Kids Eat Toast and Hilda.
Sometimes. Kids Eat Toast sometimes.
Sometimes.
Not every time.
Sometimes. Okay.
And Hilda van Lel Kukumur. Yeah, thanks, guys. This movie's cuck. I fucking hate it.
We hate Love Actually.
We hate Love Actually. No,
is all around.
This is the one that we watch every year. Actually, Die Hard in this one.
This is the ensemble benchmark. I think that everyone from the US, they are still trying to recreate this. You've had Mother's Day. You've had Valentine's Day. You had New Year's.
You had 9/11. You had.
Not as celebrated.
Sorry, that wasn't the same day. My bad. But they try. They keep trying
so hard.
They can't. And you know why? Because it wasn't made by Americans.
No.
That's why this movie works.
And it's so organic, man. Like
the shampoo.
That's so organic. They've clearly just like cultivated this from herbs. Right there at the riverbed. It's wonderful.
It honestly is wonderful. It's my favorite thing is that it explores like all sorts of love, you know.
Bad love.
Unrequited, bad love, you know, like child love, like
innocent, pure, naive.
Dirty, gross. It's like all aspects of
And also non-love, because whatever was going on with Alan Rickman and his secretary, that ain't love.
That's true.
That's obsession.
No, it's that's a divorce. spoiler
Speaking
alert.
Speaking of, did you hear? Because you know they did a special for Red Nose Day last year.
No.
So they had a comeback with most of the Love Actually cast. And Emma Thompson. Yeah. Well, they did a recording thing, but it was for Red Nose Day in the UK. And Emma Thompson did not come back because Alan Rickman had passed away. So she said, look, because they invited her and she's like, she doesn't think it makes sense for her to be there and he's not there. It's like, it's too heartbreaking.
Wow.
But everyone else came back, like Hugh Grant.
Shame. Yeah, because majority of the time she only interacts with him.
In the movie. And obviously she is Hugh Grant's sister as well, so at the end, yeah.
Wow, that's my... Why does he always make it sad?
I'm sorry. All right.
You're not sorry, though. I can see on your gefrit you're not sorry. But honestly... fucking love this movie. This movie is also a 10 for me.
And it is a 10 in Christmas spirit, but there are some dodgy things in this film, right? Andrew
Lincoln's, shut your whole mouth.
Andrew Lincoln's sweet relationship with Keira Knightley in this movie.
Yeah, that's not cool.
That's not so sweet.
Look, he didn't act on it.
No.
He didn't.
The cards.
Yeah, but the cards is like a thing. His main thing was telling her.
She must know. Yeah.
So he told her with like fucking chords and music and stuff, and she gave him a kiss.
Yeah.
And that was that.
Cheaty cheats.
I guess.
My only gripe. But like you say, they show us all aspects. There's heartbreak. Like,
but that was Lord a nice eye blind. Look at the first, when I first saw the movie, that was a nice like old switcheroo because he was so good at like.
Yeah.
I honestly thought. And they made him act a certain way to allude to the fact that he could be gay.
Yes.
And in love with the
because
the
that's
guy.
What she suspects.
Yeah, they did that very well. So that did fung me in the end.
But just what everything else is like, it's a perfect
Liam Neeson storyline.
Who still looks like he's 12 years old.
Yeah. Just giving Mariah Carey more royalties.
Yes.
With that performance. Don't want a lot.
The Claudia Schiffer.
Claudia Schiffer character who looks just like Claudia Schiffer because it is Claudia Schiffer. Even the sad one, the guy who just wants to go fuck women in the United. All good, man.
Love it.
Love it, actually.
Yeah, I hope we did it justice, guys.
Full 10 out of 10. Kits and Hilda, let us know.
Be warned that we won't like everything you suggest.
Also be warned, Love Actually is not that kid-friendly. It's not actually one that you necessarily want to be watching with the youngins.
Okay, the one storyline that pissed me off the most, but it was supposed to piss you off, was the woman with the mentally challenged brother.
Yes.
And
is that Laura Linney?
Laura Linney, yeah. And her not willing to because she has to with her brother. That pissed me off, but it was supposed to piss me off.
But what I was referring to is the fact that I'm pretty sure there's boobs in here.
Oh, yeah, she shows her boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, other person who also recommended this was Camilla.
Look at us talking like adult men. Boobs.
Don't show them.
There's exposed breasts, yes.
Camilla Thorogood, new fan of the show. She also recommended this specifically for
You
Bill
didn't
Nye.
Put her name there.
I forgot. For Bill Nye's
you just forgot, like Jody.
Which is the best love story in the whole movie.
100%.
The bromance with him and
the
his manager.
The bromance with him and his manager, who used to be, what is that character? The Baldy Man.
On Wild.
There was a show that used to come on television it was for kids, and he was the Baldy Man, and he didn't really speak. He just grunted and stuff.
Which he does in the song.
Yeah. just give it a googs.
Well, do.
Yeah, that is the best. I mean, I feel it in my fingers.
I mean, to this day, when that song starts playing, Christmas is all around.
Oh, fucking cock balls. No, he said love is all around. Oh, cock, fuck shit.
I always think Christmas is all around.
It's just so close to the original.
Okay, let us know if we did it justice,
that's,
guys.
That's a 10-18.
You choose a Nohe Energy phone.
I'm going to go with The Nightmare Before Christmas, suggested by Lindsay Tunzi. This is cack. I don't like this movie.
Lindsay Tunzi, shout out to Lindsay Tunzi because she had us on a Spotify Wrapped as a top podcast.
That's cool.
Thanks, Lindsay Tunzi.
Yeah, you know what? My number one song for...
Don't care. your rap.
Yeah. What
I remember.
What do you think it was?
No, I saw it.
Oh, did you see it? Damn it!
I can't spoil it.
Yeah. No, it's Barbara Streisand.
Okay, wait.
No more tears.
I'm an active listener who's currently listening. Who was it?
It's too late. I already said it. You see, you fucked that whole thing up.
I know.
Because Vanderbilt fucking smart is.
Because I pay attention to your shit.
The Nightmare Before Christmas. I didn't like this movie.
Yeah, this movie, the stop motion.
it's just like, I don't care for it.
I'm not always in Tim Burton's head, eh? Like,
no, and it's a musical.
Yes. This is a movie that as much as I know it's a Christmas classic for a lot of people, it's not like one that I associate with my Christmases at all.
No. And I mean, some people would argue it's also a Halloween movie.
Yeah.
But this is trash, bro.
I was also like really scared to watch this when I was young. Like just the imagery in there was it was a bit much for me. I was like, yay.
I'm sorry, Lindsay Tunzi, but this is a trash one.
But
and this is a, for Christmas spirit, I'll give it a 2.
Yeah, yo, shame. Christmas spirit. I'll give it a 4. Just because she...
Don't, man.
Top of our...
No, head. I don't care. I love you. But I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay? It's not one of my Christmas...
This is tough favorites. Love. So yeah. Give it a 2 as well.
I'll give it a 3. Okay. I'll compromise. Okay.
Give it a 3. Whack.
Wiggly whack.
Okay, you choose.
Let's take another one. Also Casual Talk Podcast. Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle to the copter.
Jingle to the cop. What's the fucking name of that superhero? That figure?
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man. Yeah, this movie. This is one of my favorite not good movies ever. Because it's so jingle all the way. Yes. It's got Arnold Schwarzenegger doing comedy.
Yeah.
Which was rare.
Yeah. I mean, he had Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten. I'm from New York.
Yeah. And Kindergarten is a German word. So I should be able to get that one. Kindergarten Cop. And this was his other foray into like family comedy films.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, man. Sinbad.
Sinbad be sunbathing in this movie. This is like... Maximum Sinbad.
Yeah, which is dope. Not the sailor. We're not talking about the sailor. The comedian.
Sinbad, the single named actor.
No, he's an actor / comedian. He had a dope show called Vibe. But Sinbad is cock funny in this movie.
He is. He kind of makes it for me in terms of, you know, holding together the funny scenes and stuff. And just like that period of like mid to late 90s with Sinbad, the movies that he was in that time, he was just like... It's probably the most 90s thing for me. He's like Sinbad doing Sinbad shit.
Yeah.
You know, so he makes this movie.
I know.
Me.
I like the way he calls out his white privilege also constantly throughout the film, which is dope.
Way ahead of its time.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger does a good job, man. He's pulling faces. He's like, Turbo Man.
Yeah, wearing
what's
really...
What's his son's name again?
I don't know, but he wears like
his name so many times.
Really woolly jerseys to hide his muscles.
It's cold.
Well, not when you've got muscles.
It's winter in New York. Don't you know I'm cold?
That's really cold in your ass.
It's so cold, I put on a jersey.
Get
and
to the heater.
Jacket. Get to the fireplace.
Yeah, this one, I give it a solid 7.
Right? I'll give it a 7
solid
as well.
Solid 7.
Fucking 100%. Christmas spirit, 7. Mm-hmm. All in your mouth.
New listener, Graziano.
Yeah, Graziano. Is he Italian?
He's Italian, South African.
So we can't do our Italian accent.
No, no. It's a us.
But why not?
Graziano, it does with Christmas with the Cranks. Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Ooh, Graziano. I'm going to be honest with you. I do not remember this film. At all.
This movie is... they love showing it on TV around December time. And so
don't watch TV though.
I mean, the theme in this movie is that the Cranks are a family who've decided they are not celebrating Christmas this year.
Ooh, and I love this family.
And then somehow... Yeah, it's like... This should resonate. And then somehow it like gets out to the media and everywhere that they are doing this year. And yeah, they hijinks ensue as they try to not celebrate Christmas, but are constantly forced into Christmassy situation.
I'm gonna be honest; I don't think I've seen this.
You should.
Is it?
You should. That'll resonate with you. Look, Tim Allen is doing his thing.
I know, but he's a Republican.
I know, but it's like Tim Allen.
I know. I really like Tim Allen's things.
Yeah,
I just don't want to support him.
Yeah, he's new. He's well new. His current show, that Last Man Standing.
No trash.
That is like him pushing his whole
agenda,
like political ideals and stuff. Also.
Well, his best film is that space one.
Yes, yeah. Our favorite movie, Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest.
Yeah.
But I have not seen this film.
You should.
He does more than one Christmas
movie. He's also in the Santa Claus, all of the Santa Clauses playing Santa Claus.
I don't think I've seen that either.
Have you not seen the Santa Claus?
I told you, bro, I'm not about this Christmas life.
Damn, son.
I'm not about this Christmas
life. Damn, son.
But okay, what would you rate Christmas with the Cranks?
Christmas with the Cranks, I'd give it a... It's not high up on my Christmas list of movies, but it's a fun Christmas film.
Yeah.
And it's different from the others in terms of pushing this thing of a family not trying to embrace Christmas at all.
I like
that. They actively decide they are not going to celebrate it. So I'd say, yeah, another 7, eh?
7 it is.
Another 7.
Okay. Why is Cinderella up here?
It was a recommendation by Auntie Baby.
What is this, like Boss Baby?
No, she's a follower.
Are you making? Is this your actual auntie?
No, that's her handle.
And the handle's Auntie Baby.
Yeah. Look her up. I'm not gonna give out real names, but she's a follower.
I'm gonna look for you now, Auntie Baby.
Send a slide into a DM, Soba.
No.
This is very specific. It's the Brandy Cinderella movie from 1997.
Wow.
That always showed on ETV, apparently.
Wow.
Can't say that I watched it all that much, if at all. So, according to her,
No. There's a few Auntie Babies on Instagram.
Surprisingly popular handle.
Wowzer.
I'll show you now.
But if you don't know that movie, how the fuck am I supposed to know that movie?
I thought maybe you were a fan.
She doesn't look like an auntie or baby.
She isn't.
What's Khadian?
It's a handle.
But you know who this person is.
Yes. Good family friend.
Family friends. She Good doesn't count.
Family friend. Good friends.
I'm kidding.
Good
I'm friends. Kidding. Okay. A Christmas movie with Brandy. She is, for those who don't know, she's Ray J's sister.
Why would that know Ray J?
You know, from that famous film. Also, Raycon. He's the man behind Raycon, the earphones.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the collaboration with Ray J and Akon.
No. No. Akon is busy supplying water to people.
She's busy fixing Senegal and the other African countries.
But, look, I'm saying we will advertise for Akon if we need to. I don't give a fuck. But yo, I have not heard of that ever. And is that Christmas?
Apparently. I haven't seen it either.
Kiki, Auntie Baby.
Auntie Baby, we're going to ask you to slide into the DMs to explain this to us. And Kiki, then we will play it.
Auntie Baby, I don't think you understood the assignment.
Maybe Cinderella is in Christmas time also, man.
Maybe. It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
This is one that comes, it's a black and white film.
1942.
100%. Comes on every fucking year it's on TV.
Gotta love it, man.
Gotta love it. I actually enjoyed it. And when it came out, it didn't do well, eh?
No, it's another one, like Shawshank, where it like came out and people just ignored the shit out of it. And then it became a classic.
Yeah.
It is now probably one of those go-to Christmas movies.
Yeah, where a man discovers what his life would be like if it wasn't for...
What the world would be like if
it wasn't for Christmas.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
He's a bank loan officer. or not a bank loan. He works for his family business is giving loans to... Kind of. His family gives loans to...
He breaks people's legs, see? Okay. If you don't pay up, I'm gonna hit you in the noggin.
On a baseball match.
Yeah, Christmas. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, it's Christmas.
That one, I would give a solid 9 out of 10.
Yeah, that's a 9 as well.
That's a really good Christmas movie. If you haven't seen it and you but, like, don't know if you want to watch old black and white films, I'd say go for that one.
Yeah.
New category?
Yes, because the Polar Express. Who's no one suggested that.
No, I just put it on there because Tom Hanks be hanksing, man.
No, that's a fucking Uncanny Valley cuck.
Yeah. It really is.
It's fucking weird looking.
It is.
The Grinch.
Oh, yes, we can do The Grinch.
You know how the is this? Are you talking about Jim the Carrey. Animated one? Or
no,
about?
How the Grinch Stole Christmas is the Jim Carrey in prosthetics.
I saw something about that film.
Mm.
And he is not the villain.
No, he's not.
That town, like, cast him out and then gaslights him the whole time.
Yes.
And then when he reacts, they're like, whoa!
What are you doing?
And like, what the fuck?
Which is basically you in December, right?
I am the victim. I am the victim in December.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, that one. Christmas.
Do you know what I heard about Jim Carrey? Not in relation to this, but because of prosthetics.
Mm.
In The Mask came out in like 94, right?
Yeah.
And because of how flexible his face is, they were able to save a shit ton on CGI.
Yeah.
Because Jim Carrey just actually pulled the face.
That Grinch face, he does it with no makeup.
He does everything there.
It's fucking insane. But I'll give that a 1. I think the Grinch would want me to give it a 1 for Christmas spirit.
He might want you to give it a 1, but in my heart, it's an 8.
Yeah. So mine is a positive 1. So let's move on.
Let's move on.
Where do you want to go?
Adult Christmas movie.
Blow as it is. No.
Let's go for Clint's recommendation.
Yeah, Clint Williams won. He's got a baby on the way.
Ooh, exciting times.
Yeah, shout out to Clint. Your life is over.
You will soon be two.
What?
Clint Williams 2. He's currently Clint Williams 1.
Yeah, how
when the baby's
he be?
There, then there's going to be 2.
They're 3. He's having a baby with
they
a woman.
They should have done that then, but he's not. So now when the addition comes.
Wow.
It's simple math.
No, it's not simple math.
Simple math.
I can see why you failed accounting.
Told you that in confidence, damn it.
And I'm telling everyone in confidence.
Just don't give the mark away.
Shame, no, they did him dirty. But anyway, Office Christmas Party by Clint Williams 1. I really enjoyed this
very
film.
Very recent movie.
It's always surprising to me. I would say of late when a raunchy comedy turns out to be good.
Yes.
Because you don't really get them anymore.
And also there's like, it feels like almost everything's been done already.
Yeah.
You know, so, and this one embraced the Christmas, Office Christmas Party. Yeah. So it's like central focus point, but amazing cast, Jason Bateman.
Have you ever been to one?
TJ Miller, Office Christmas Party. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've never been in like a big corporate space, so I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, we don't do Christmas parties. I suppose we do year-end functions.
Yeah.
Which can also get quite litty. Mm. And then your usual suspects.
Do people have to like sign disclaimers?
They don't, but you have your usual suspects who end up a bit too far.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take this offline.
Num nama.
But they embrace that as well. Like they know.
Yeah, this is like what's that film? Project X.
Yeah.
Things just
escalate.
There's out horses and people being naked
drugs.
But like I said, really good cast: Jason Bateman, Olivia Munn, T.J. Miller.
Jason Bateman is like the guy for the R-rated comedy. Eh? I think
playing the straight, like you know,
but also
all
funny,
the madness
also
goes,
super funny because he's straight. He's the straight guy. He's the straight man. Mm. I'm trying to say it so it's not like his sexual orientation.
Yeah, this is not his sexual orientation. Yeah, yeah. This is him like not being
but
funny.
But his reaction to things is also super fucking funny.
Yeah. And if you compare that with perhaps like Ryan Reynolds, who we may have spoken about sometimes.
May have.
What he does doesn't feel like it's the same irritating shit all the time.
Yeah.
Even though he's quite consistent in how he does it, but it's just like, it doesn't weigh on you. Yeah. And maybe it's because he's not in every single bloody movie coming out.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, it's, he does that type of character so well.
Yeah.
All the madness is going on around him. He's trying to function and hijinks ensue.
Hijinks ensue. I love that.
So fun.
Christmas spirit wise, I would say this is an 8.
I give it a 7. Ugh. For me, why? It's the alcohol, to be honest, you know. If there was less drinking, I'd score it.
Less drinking, less sex. Wow, this Christmas sounds amazing. Though.
But it's like the party side of it and all of that is what makes the movie for me. It's even though it's Office Christmas
so you're
Party,
saying
I don't.
That's the Christmas spirit is not really.
Yeah, I would watch that movie anytime and like enjoy it, but it's not something I like particularly watch around Christmas time.
I'm sorry, Clint. Jody hates you.
I like the baby, though.
Okay, Bad Santa.
Yo.
I fucking love this movie.
This is the reason I created this particular section.
Oh, my God. He only has anal sex.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
What fucking guy is that? He dresses up as Santa.
And you know that scene where he approaches that woman? She's like, last time I had sex with you, I didn't sit right for a week.
And like Billy Bob Thornton is just perfect as this old dirty bowel that just like
no redeeming qualities,
no redeeming
not a
qualities
single
whatsoever.
One. He is the drunk out of his mind. Oh yeah, that kid. I legit
he's
assume
for sure on the spectrum
that he is like in real life that child was on the spectrum. Like I was convinced.
And he's so big and cute and weird and. I love it. Even the little person as well. That guy's an all-star. What
didn't
is that guy's
pass
name?
Away?
I don't know. Reason. You always assume little people pass away.
No, I don't.
It is. You think because they're short, they have short lifespans.
That's not
how. He's Jody, you told me that.
That's not how any of that.
It's because then that lifeline on their hand is small, but it's not
their
fault. This is
why we get one review, one star reviews. Damn it. Let's check it out. Tony Cox.
Tony Cox is a fucking all star, man. He's still alive, man. No, 2016. Active.
Well, he is active, yeah.
He's 64.
Yeah, man's your old man's been. He started acting in 1980.
Fuck, he's an all star. I love this dude.
Yeah.
So like, in this movie, he really shines because he's a co-star.
Yeah.
But Billy Bob Thornton, one of his best performances. Mm-hmm. Who's the female lead again?
The woman from Gilmore Girls.
Oh yes,
in Gilmore Girls.
I like her in this because she's not talking so fast.
And but she's also just like she's also got the weird Santa Fish T-shirt. Yeah, Lauren Graham.
Yeah,
Bernie Mac is the security guard. Yo.
Yes. I'm gonna watch this stuck again.
Yo, tonight.
Simba.
Let's watch it tonight. Oh my word! Also this
AJ Naidoo.
Yeah, the guy who attacks. Santa.
Yes.
he's got the weird obsessions. Oh, wow. Like, everything about this movie just works.
Cast, and it's a great film, and it came out of nowhere, I remember.
Just really like, out of nowhere.
Bad Santa. Here's a fucking dirty, mm-hmm. dirty fucking Christmas movie for you.
And honestly, it's the benchmark for dirty Christmas
it
movies.
Is.
Like,
it is.
This movie, it's got irredeemable characters. It's got... like
anal
guys,
sex.
Anal sex. It's got guys who all they want to do is steal all the money that they can on Christmas time.
And, yeah, and that's yep, the one job.
It all just works. It just works. This one, dude, solid 9.
Christmas
for me.
Spirit.
Solid 9.
Christmas all spirit, though.
Christmas spirit.
Okay.
There's some redemption for Billy Bob at the end.
Yeah.
He does eventually come round.
Mm-hmm. Well, he does come around the back.
All the time.
I'm going to give it a 9 as well. That's a 9 from me. A solid 9. Christmas spirit.
Solid 9.
The Night Before. That's this is... what's that guy's name? The three names?
JLG.
Yeah, Jason Levin.
JGL,
Gordon.
Sorry. JLG sounds better.
It does. It's like the Justice League of Gordon.
Gordon.
So it's...
Him and Seth
Joseph
Rogen.
Gordon,
and
Seth Rogen.
And Mackey. Anthony Mackey.
Anthony
Mackie.
I didn't know this sushi. This also took me by surprise. I actually quite enjoyed it.
Surprisingly,
yeah.
Like it just embraces its concept.
Yeah.
Right? It's like friends who actually enjoy, like they've got their ritual and they enjoy celebrating.
And the one doesn't want to let go.
Yes. Yeah. Surprisingly enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
I felt like it was one of those, you know, like bad moms, it's a bad mom's Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, those cash grab things where they do a sequel or they do a film and they just try and connect it to a time of year to take advantage. I thought this was that when I saw the marketing for it.
But this was the first. It's the one. It's the only one.
Yes, it's the only movie. But I felt like they were just trying
you
to take
Christmas
advantage
was
of
like
Christmas.
Like shoehorned in it.
Mm.
I see.
With the marketing.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you watch it, it's like
it's not. And I mean,
yeah,
it's like
it's sincere.
Like, they all have things to hide. They all like have, and they're all discovering each other in
they
this one crazy night.
They all got their Christmas
night.
Jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fucking fun, and it's funny.
Yeah,
which I mean, is what you want from a comedy.
I feel like if you have Anthony Mackie and Seth Rogen in a movie, it's you're going to
Anthony
have,
Mackie is like funny and charismatic and stuff, just like in interviews.
Yeah,
so he's like perfect for this.
Yeah, I feel like I wouldn't want to be doing an interview with him when I'm doing film stuff.
Why?
Because he will take you for a cut in such a way that you can't recover.
That's the best, man.
Like he will like. Hit you with something and then you just stand there like no comeback.
Is like you know the Graham Norton show. Is that like the only one where they like drink like
get gesiped? Yeah, that's Graham Norton's strategy.
It's smart.
He was on Colbert on Stephen Colbert's thing and he was like, "Don't you guys make everyone drunk before they come on?" He's like, "That's what I do. I just give
because
them
they
as much
come
alcohol,
out, like alcohol.
Yeah.
They've been drinking backstage.
Yes, it's like just get as much alcohol into them as possible
the
and then see what happens."
Yeah, I fucking love it. Like, his show is really good at that.
Yeah, he's the gold standard for interview shows for me now.
Oh, where? Fucking Jimmy Fallon.
Night Before.
Night Before. I forgot.
I got to give this one an 8.
Yeah, I
really,
will also give it an 8.
It's surprisingly, like...
Yeah, it's like Christmas traditions
Christmas, yeah.
and, you know, the one last dance and shit. Yeah, I like it. You I don't know these other ones.
Bill Murray? Or
Scrooge, yeah, but the other ones I don't know.
You don't know Fred Claus?
No.
Vince Vaughn plays the brother of Santa, the lesser known brother Fred. Of Santa Claus, Fred Claus. Who's just like,
what fucking year is this?
Who's just like a scurf who doesn't get anything right in life. Whose parents like judged him from the start and all of that. He's just like this reject. And
what year is this?
That one might have been 2010s. Like wow. Early 2010s. Okay. Paul Giamatti playing Santa Claus. And yeah, Vince Vaughn does Vince Vaughn shit in this. It's him basically doing his, you know, hyper monologues.
Yeah.
He's, why does no one like me? Mm. Why does everyone like Santa? All that shit. And eventually comes in to save the day when Santa is otherwise indisposed.
What's wrong with Santa?
Can't reveal everything, man. You gotta go watch it.
I don't want to watch this.
Really liked it.
Okay, Christmas spirit.
It's a surprisingly fun, like, Christmas spirit movie. If you don't like Vince Vaughn, then you will despise this movie.
That's the thing, with him. That's the thing with him. You either love him or you do not love him.
Yes. And sometimes his thing works, and sometimes it really irritates you.
Yeah.
For me, this is a movie where I can withdraw that. I'm happy to put up with it. And it's a different story. You know, we don't often hear about Santa's extended family.
No, we don't.
And in this one, it's like, from the start, you have this brother who's just rejected by his family because everyone knows that the other one is the chosen one. He's the one who's going to be
Sounds
Santa.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Johnny?
Man, this film meets home. Yeah, I'm going to give Fred Claus a 7 out of 10.
Oh, shit.
So
Fred
much Christmas
Claus, go watch it because I'm not going
to. We also have Luda as one of the elves. DJ Elf.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
DJ Elf.
He's a DJ Elf. These are alpha DJs who plays all the Christmas songs.
Wow. Luda. Why does that seem racist?
Also, Kevin Spacey's in there, so I don't know if you can watch it now. Because
no, as long as he doesn't get money from it. I suppose. That's how you enjoy art from
while someone is
terrible
canceled.
People. Yeah. Download it illegally. So this is also by Clint Williams Wine on Instagram. Go follow him. Suma for kak.
Yeah.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Which I forget is a Christmas movie.
I also do
Honest
forget
to
that because
Jeebus, I forget.
Everything else about that movie is so fucking awesome that I forget that it's set in Christmas.
And that movie's on Netflix at the moment. I think it's in the 90s.
I don't care. It's on my hard drive.
Nice.
Nice. I'm a bad motherfucker.
So, Gina Davis and Sam Jackson, who else do you feel like naming?
Oh, Father Christmas.
Okay.
No, Gina Davis. Who's the villain in this again?
Brian Cox.
Brian Cox.
And David
Morse. Yeah, there we go. Okay. This movie is awesome. You know, I love that memory loss shit, and you discover, oh, shit, I used to be an assassin that killed thousands of people.
The template that Jason Bourne copied from this.
Wow. Okay. That is really...
He says, rocking back in his chair. Well, it's that exact premise, right?
Yeah.
She discovers herself like as the movie goes on.
I mean, Gina Davis is perfect for like playing this dorky motherly role and then switching to badass when she learns more about herself.
Completely. And also enjoying figuring out what she like knows about.
I still remember that scene where she's chopping vegetables.
Yeah.
And she realized, holy shit, I
can kill with a knife.
Yeah. So Sam Jackson, amazing. Bad motherfucker song, all that shit.
This for me is like, honestly, I don't associate this with Christmas at all.
That is true, me too. Like,
not at all. I understand that it's obviously set during that time. You've got all this shit happening in the snow, like snow gunfights and stuff.
Yeah.
But
there's snow gunfight like a snow gunfight.
But this is not a film that I like ever think about in relation to Christmas. So Clint, I'm sorry. I can't like give it a
Christmas spirit. This is low for me as well. I'll give it a 4.
Yeah, I'll go with a 4.
Yeah.
I
love this movie, but Christmas spirit wise,
like,
it's fucking low, man.
Any other time. But cool. Dope choice though. It's something different.
Yeah, that is something different because this is unconventional Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another one. I'm just going, eh? Shit.
Go, man. Go, man.
All right, all right.
Spirit's okay, movie. That's okay, a Christmas okay. spirit that's moving you.
Another one by Clint Williams one. And ooh. Our friend.
Your friend and mine.
Now, well, fucking, I was going to say his Instagram handle.
Yeah, Morgan the Captain.
Morgan the Captain.
The Captain.
The Captain. Where's the comma?
It's one word.
It's like the Nothrio.
Yeah.
Morgan the Captain. Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
Which, again... Similar to Long Kiss Goodnight.
I don't associate. You know, while we're here, I'm going to actually also mention Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. And you could even throw Iron Man 3 in there as well. Because these are all Shane Black.
Yeah, he's got that
written
scene,
slash written directed films. And he loves bringing in Christmas time into his movies.
What's up with that?
He just loves Christmas.
I think it's borderline like he's got...
It's a fetish.
Well,
it's like
fetish,
Tarantino feet.
Yeah. Oh, he's got like unresolved like childhood trauma or something.
Anything.
Yeah. That he constantly does this, but mm-hmm. he is known for it.
He is. These are like integral to movies that he does. Like yeah. they set during that time. And what I will say is that as much as I love the movies, Lethal Weapon is beyond iconic. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang is such a sleeper hit for me that I wish more people
had seen it.
But I can't give them my Christmas scores because that's
can't.
Not like the
Lethal
the point
Weapon
for me.
For me is also like a fucking, I'll give it a 2 for Christmas spirit.
Yeah, I don't feel Christmas at all. I'll still say maybe a 4. And
you
I'll
always
say the
want
same
to compromise for these people. Fuck these people, Jody. Fuck them.
Physically, mentally.
No, like, yeah. Speak your truth. You don't believe that's a 4. A 4 is high. We both watch these movies all the time, and Christmas is the last thing that comes in our head.
Three cheese. I'll give it a 3.
Oh, yeah.
Three cheese. Yeah. Compromising on myself and
bullshit.
On them. Really, brilliant movies, but
aware.
I do not think of Christmas.
Gremlins, though. Gremlins is higher on the Christmas list.
I mean,
list.
Gizmo's a Christmas list.
There's a remake coming, eh? I mean, not a remake, a sequel. Yeah,
yeah,
like
Gremlins 3
is similar to Ghostbusters.
Yeah, with that boy, the
yeah, girl, the gremlin.
Yeah, no, Gizmo was coming. They're using the actual puppet.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But the kid from Gremlins who had a job in part 2,
yes,
has taken his pension out. <part 3.
laughs> No, you fucking joking. In that Home Sweet Home Alone, the brother was made an appearance in the film.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's old as fuck.
He come to fetch his spider.
No, he's a policeman or something in the area.
Okay.
This is just from the reviews that I watched.
Okay, because I'm not going to watch it. Why have you watched it?
No, I'm not going to watch it. But yeah, these Gremlins? Movies are from a long time ago.
I know. Gremlins, look, It has Christmas as an integral theme.
Yes.
But again, for me, it's not a Christmas movie. I don't actually think of it as a
but
Christmas
But it's higher film. Than Lethal Weapon, for instance.
Yeah.
In terms of Christmas.
Yeah,
spirit.
I'd give Gremlins a 5 in terms of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's integral to the film.
I'll
all
agree
of that
with
stuff.
You.
But Gremlins is something I'll watch like any random time and not think about Christmas so much.
Yeah.
You know, you don't like someone like, yay. Get some eggnog. Oh, you know?
We don't really drink eggnog.
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh.
Just like saying it.
It's egg and
nog.
Yeah.
How many cups of nog in egg?
I think it's 3 per egg.
3 nogs per one egg.
Yeah. There's more nogs than egg.
Yeah.
No, but sometimes there's dope in it.
There is dope in the eggnog.
No, you can make virgin eggnog for the lightest.
Yeah. But you can't go back once you've...
Once you've added the
once you've unvirgined it, you can't...
No, that's true. Once you've deflowered the eggnog.
Yeah. You can't re-virgin it.
That's
kid.
True.
So 5 out of 10 for Grammy Gremlins?
I'll give 5 out of 10 for Gremlins in terms of Christmas spirit.
Ooh, we saved. We had a complaint about this next movie.
Yeah.
That complaint can go fuck itself.
Yeah, that can go fuck itself. You know your...
This movie was recommended
by... That person eats toast sometimes.
This movie was recommended by Simi, Aaron and Co, Clint, Morgan, Casual Dog Podcast.
Oh, I was like, what?
And it was probably in everyone else's.
Christian Democratic Party, because Jody wrote CDP.
Big followers of the show.
I was like, when did they start following us? Everybody recommended.
This movie was in everyone's hearts and minds.
Yeah, and it's in our fucking lives and DNA and everything else.
You might have thought it wasn't coming back.
But it's never left. It's actually never left. Yeah, it's never
always
left.
There.
Always there. Die Hard. When we Bruce Willis used to enjoy acting.
Yeah.
We yeah, could have added part two because part two is still Christmas.
Same setting.
And I would say
maybe a bit more.
Maybe even more Christmassy. Mm. Yeah. I think they leaned into that Christmas.
Because it's outside a lot, man.
You're yeah, it's snow. A lot of snow. Yeah.
Anyway, the one that was recommended by everyone. Die Hard.
And we know this is an amazing Christmas film.
Christmas score 20.
It's got action. It's got jingle balls. Mm-hmm. It's got bullets.
It's got a ho, ho, ho. I've got a gun.
It's got cocaine. It's got
rocket launchers.
German
it's got
terrorists.
The Germans.
It's got Andy. Wait, what's the first line?
Andy sacks the quarterback. Trammell.
It's got Trammell.
It's got the weirdest hacker you've ever seen.
It's got mullets to die for.
Uh-huh. It's got booby.
It's got booby. Hans, booby.
Moral of that story, don't go into a negotiation high on cocaine.
Yeah, or with terrorists, I think, because they don't negotiate with terrorists, no. Do they, in the U.S.?
Neither do the terrorists.
Yeah, it's got a cop that's dealing with things, but he's on the outside and he's trying to help John McClane on the inside. It's got a crazy limo driver who just wants to get some poontang, but he's locked up in the basement.
And he's having a ball all the
he's
time.
He's having a ball. That music, okay. That he's like blasting the music.
Yes.
And talking on the phone.
And everyone can hear.
There's no fucking way the terrorists don't hear him one. And the person on the other end of the phone can hear what he's fucking saying. But nonetheless,
nitpicking aside.
Yeah, nitpicking aside. It's got everything you want during Christmas. Everything I want during Christmas. Mm-hmm. And Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Out the wazoo.
Yeah. You cannot say this isn't a Christmas movie.
If you haven't yet, go and listen to our previous Christmas episode. We explain it in detail.
We really do. We go through all the points as to why this is the best Christmas movie of all time.
Solid 20 out of 10.
20,000 out of 10. Mm-hmm. Thousand.
Solid.
It's fucking Die Hard.
It's Die Hard.
But yeah, you wanted to add this little section for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why you want to spread more Christmas cheer.
Well, as I was like thinking out loud to myself, Hallmark used to do all these really shitty Christmas
they
movies.
They still do it.
Apparently.
No, they really
know.
Do.
Like,
and the funny thing is the posters all look the same.
Yes.
It's always a couple.
And they all sound the same. And they all have the same music. Yeah. And it's just,
And they churn them out. I follow this guy on TikTok who works on these films. And he's like, it's like a sausage factory, man, bro.
They just like all year round.
They moor it. They moor it with this stuff.
Because they just have the same script and they like, okay, now we shift to the bitchy.
Fuck
it's
it.
Kind
it's
of like
it's
how
like
you
the
form.
Formulas that work. And the people, I mean, who watch Hallmark, they eat the shit up.
Yeah.
So Netflix is kind of started to do the same thing.
Netflix, yeah. I actually went and did like a solid googs on this and I couldn't really find any originals from Amazon or from like HBO Max or anyone else. But Netflix has embraced this market.
They have.
And they've started doing their own Christmas movies. Some of them are big misses. Like really,
all of
really.
Them. All
no,
of them
not all. Not all. Mm. I'm actually going to recommend a couple of good ones. I can see at least two that I think are like ones that people will like.
Is it Jingle Jangle?
Jingle Jangle had a lot of hype when it came out.
Yeah, but it's an all black cast.
That's why. And Keegan Michael Key in like a very important role in the movie, and he's obviously someone.
Is he Jingle or is he Jangle?
Dr. Jangle.
Dr. Jangle.
No, I can't remember. I saw this last year. But Jingle Jangle was actually a bit disappointing for me. I was really looking forward to it because of all the hype, and it just didn't deliver. But it fell more in that category of like Netflix just churning out. Same thing with Christmas Chronicles, which is Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus.
Oh, wow.
Set in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, but he looks like a superhero on that poster.
Yeah, like he's a very aggressive Santa. And And it's set in Chicago, and they really use the location like of Chicago, the city. Okay. It's quite integral to the
South park. Side, no.
No.
Okay.
Not so much. Princess Switch, another one that I feel is just...
Princess Switch is with Vanessa Hudgens. Yes. But there's like three of them.
Yeah, there are three of them. Christmas Chronicles also is like two or three movies.
Wow, where did these come from?
They just come out, and no one knows when it's made, how it's made, why it's made.
I did see... someone say that the third Princess Switch is good.
That's the one that's it's out now, and yeah, it's getting quite a lot of hype.
But you need to watch all of them, I think.
Yeah. I haven't. Jenna has.
Really?
So, funny story. When Drayden was born, he was born in November. Mm. And then that first month was like literally leading to Christmas. And Jenna watched all of Netflix's Christmas movies that they had because she was up at random times with him. So when he then would doze off, she would just put on another Christmas movie. So she's seen like everything. The Christmas Chronicles, your Princess Switches. There's some stuff here that I haven't even mentioned. She saw all of them.
That's crazy.
And she was like, there's some good ones, but there's some really shit ones.
Wow.
And you know very early, like what's a good one and what's
I've
a bad
only
one.
Seen one on this list.
Which is?
Love Hard.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was stupid, but...
Why?
It was stupid.
Was it catfishing? Don't you think catfishing is an integral part of Christmas?
No. It was stupid, but kind of in a nice way.
Yes.
I really enjoyed that it had an Asian lead.
Yeah, Andrew O'Yang.
Andrew O'Yang, he's really funny.
He is. Doesn't get enough of these like lead type of roles.
Yeah.
He's still kind of breaking through into that, but
yeah.
But he's brilliant in this movie.
But for what it was, I was like, okay, this is fine.
It's entertaining.
It is.
It's a fun movie. I would also say that A Boy Called Christmas, another one that was like a type of Santa origin
story. Is that Jesus?
No.
Oh.
That's not the Lord.
Oh, so who's the boy called?
This is Saint Nick. Nicholas.
Oh.
Yeah.
But then isn't he a boy named Nicholas?
Yeah, but that's how they get to the Christmas stuff.
Wow, that is inaccurate. I don't appreciate being lied to in a movie title.
You know, maybe you should just not watch it.
I'm not going to watch it. Fuck, I'm not watching any of this.
Let's say, no, the one that I would recommend that you watch.
Get through definitely. A Boy Called Christmas.
Right? A Boy Called Christmas has a very interesting take on, again, like the origin of Santa Claus and stuff.
Yeah.
Animated movie, really good animation. Studio Canal is involved, so it's not purely Netflix.
Yeah.
And Studio Canal, I think, also does the Paddington film, so they do.
Yeah, anytime it involves like Europe.
Sorry, this isn't animated, but it's got like a mouse that can talk and that type of thing.
Like a CGI mouse.
CGI mouse and those types of things.
Why can the mouse talk?
It's magic. And he's done by Stephen Merchant, who does a lot of okay. like good stuff. So he's like hilarious.
Wait, when did you watch this?
Yesterday. It's a really fun film. We had a good time watching
that. So you would recommend A Boy Called Christmas?
It's a Netflix mendation.
Oh, okay.
But my top Netflix mendation for Christmas, got to be Klaus.
I know. People have been Klaus. People have been recommending this film to me for...
I think it came out last year.
Yeah.
With J.K.
No, maybe
Simmons.
The year before.
Could have been, yes.
Yeah.
J.K. Simmons as Klaus. Jason Schwartzman. Is the lead, like this postman.
He's a really nice guy.
Really?
Yeah. Someone on TikTok who works in the industry said she does a series on celebrities that she's encountered. And it was a small thing that he had to do, but he was super nice to everyone, stuck around, did like all the takes, didn't complain, did what the director asked him to do, like super nice guy and super cool to work with. Those type of stories are just nice to hear.
Especially in this day and age where we keep having like exposed, like Will Ferrell's a douche or this person did this. Those are always heartwarming stories.
Yeah, and it's nice to... Anyway.
We've only got him and Keanu left.
Yeah, also speaking about like that woman that had to choose between Marvel and The Matrix, I think she just wanted to work with Keanu Reeves.
Probably.
Because that would be me.
I would choose Keanu 100%. Any day. He gives the best gifts.
He really does. Go home with a motorbike. Uh-huh. Klaus.
Yeah. It's got J.K.
The animation, the animation looks
good. The 2D animation.
Yeah,
is
really,
so,
really good.
So good. And it's such a throwback to, you know, the type of animation we saw growing up.
Mm.
It's got a fascinating story about how all of the different things that are associated with Santa Claus came about.
Yeah.
Basic premise is that the lead character is from a very rich family who owns the postal service somewhere in like Europe or something.
Okay.
And he is like the heir to the throne who's like
the useless. Throne of the postal service.
Yeah. So he's next in line after his dad to like
okay.
be the main guy there. But it's like they are the richest people in the world or some shit.
Okay.
And he's just like throwing his life away and his dad is like, you can't do shit like that. And they banish him to this remote island. And they're like, you need to get a certain like amount of money in order to come back home. But no one there likes each other. It's like two warring families. Everyone is constantly mooring each other. No one sends post. Everyone who goes there has their dreams broken. And then slowly... this postman, through his own greed initially and selfishness, actually manages to make people see the good in each other.
That but sounds
really
delightful.
It is. It's got like an incredible voice cast.
Yeah.
Joan Cusack is in there. Rashida Jones is in there as well. It's got a brilliant story. All the different stuff of how they associate things with Santa. As it comes out, you're like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Like, kids see something and they're like, oh, Santa can do this, can't he? As a postman who's talking on behalf of Santa. But, yeah, I would highly, highly recommend it.
Okay.
That film is like 10 out of 10 for Christmas spirit for me.
Wow.
It's for me, that is right up there now as my watch list of Home Alone, Love Actually.
Oh, so you're going to do it every year, man?
Every year vibes.
Wow. Okay, wow. Jody. Okay, you sold me.
Owen Wilson didn't make it onto the
wow. Wow. Oh, hi, I'm Klaus. I'm just trying to deliver some fucking ball. Wow. Okay.
You going to check it out?
Yeah, 100%.
You I must mean,
be. If it's bad, then no, it won't be bad.
I don't care.
Based on that, but based on what you just said, there's no way it can be bad. And then animation already grabs me.
That animation is brilliant.
Right?
So good.
You can. It's funny how you can tell now.
Like immediately. Like yeah, it just
when animation
like,
is like really good, you can tell. That's why those that Illumination movies are so cack.
Mm. You know it's
good. You know it's
there's only so much they can do.
Anyway, that kind of wraps up our fucking Christmas breakdown.
That's our list.
What the fuck are we going to do next year?
Yo, we're going to have to do one of those, what are we excited for? Yo, we have to revisit what the fuck we said with the last one.
What did we say with the last one?
So many things. I can't remember a single one of them.
I remember nothing.
Do you know what's coming out that we were excited about? Don't Look Up. It's coming out soon.
Oh,
on
okay. Yeah, yeah.
I remember us hyping that because of
that's
the
got nothing to do with Christmas, though.
Nothing. I'm just saying. I'd be saying, you know.
This is a safe space for you to say your say. But overall, if you look at all the genres, which is your favorite?
Ooh,
are you a classic guy? Are you an R-rated guy?
Mm.
Are you unconventional? Are you a streaming guy? Okay, discount just, streaming.
Yeah.
But are you unconventional? Are you classic or are you alright then?
My absolute favorite is from the unconventional batch.
Mm.
But I'd say I'm a classic.
Yeah, you do seem like a classic Christmas guy. This really like warms the cockles
it
of your
does.
Heart, doesn't it?
The cockles of my cold heart.
No, I think I'm the one with the cold heart because this fucking...
I get way too much heartburn. To
I like
heart
unconventional
actually.
And I like the dirty movies. The classic stuff is nice and all, but it's not where not where the party's at, you know what I mean? So, yeah, fuck that. Also, you could say that Love Actually is adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's borderline. Like I said earlier, you can't watch it with kids.
No, you can. Well, you can, but
there's
you'd be
moves.
A bad parent.
There's some moves.
Although my dad
Semi-like
used
the
to,
checks.
My dad, I used to see the odd boob.
And look how you turned out.
Yeah, perfectly fine. Christmas spirit, here we come. But,
what's your favorite one?
Yeah, I would favorite. Say, Spread
pay.
No, I would have to say unconventional. I like the skittery. Gua, 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 gua. Yeah, I like that.
Cool.
But thank you everyone for your suggestions and shit.
Yeah, we'll do a few more of these poll things exciting shit.
No, we will because this was actually quite fun.
Yeah.
And people like...
We like shitting on your dreams.
Yeah, people like to give their opinions until they realize we don't agree with it. But yeah, I want everyone to have a lovely Christmas, whether you get presents or not.
Most importantly, just stay safe.
Yeah, stay really, safe. You know what's... you know what you can get for Christmas? Safety and responsibility.
It costs nothing.
It doesn't cost anything.
Actually, you know what? ADT costs a lot.
ADT,
for safety.
Does that give you peace of mind, though?
Not really.
No,
I don't know that they'll respond.
Phoning. Yeah, what zone is it? The password is tarantula. What is your password?
Which one?
But yeah, I want everyone to have a lekker Christmas. If you do the lunch thing with your family, fucking enjoy it. Even if it's just, you know, to realize that how much you don't enjoy your family.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I love my family.
Also, like, you can send us food. You can
yeah,
gift
I'll
us
take
money.
A whole gammon.
Or money. I mean,
I'll take a whole gammon full with money.
Glazed with money.
Yeah, glazed. But not coins.
No. Otherwise, you get that.
I want that notas. I want that chulta. Okay, so just glaze that gammon with that notes.
50 rands and up.
I don't eat tongue and I don't eat leg of lamb. Are you a leg of lamb guy?
Not on Christmas time, but every
what do you
other
eat
time.
On Christmas?
Gammon, salt place, corn beef, and tongue for sure. I do like a honey mustard sauce with my tongue.
With my family, we braai.
Nice.
That's a tradition we've been it's been going for a while.
Do you braai the gammon? You pop it on.
No, there's no gammon. There's no gammon. My sister's Muslim, so.
Oh, okay.
But we braai. I love it because it's different. And what I don't love is my father just starts the fire.
And then you must.
That's it. He just starts the fire and then he starts drinking. And then I must fucking wake up out.
Oh, yeah.
But yo, I'm so fucking hungry again.
Send us your Christmas.
Send us your Christmas beef and your Christmas gammon and your Christmas shit. Or if you just want to share recipes with us, that's also quiet.
We
like
love the
potato
cooking.
Salad. I know some people add like jelly babies and shit.
Potato salad.
You never know.
Yo.
It's usually white people, man. They need the spice.
From the jelly babies.
The spice.
Rebellious with some gelatin.
No, I'm just talking shit. But yeah, stay safe, stay Christmas, and enjoy Christmas time. How do you wish? Happy holidays.
Yeah, but also let's tell them where they can wish us.
Oh, if you want to wish us. If someone wanted to wish us, Jody, how would they wish us?
This festive season, slide into the Bicycle Brussels podcast DMs on Instagram. Send us your Christmas wishes. Send us your funding. Send us your hopes and dreams. We'll mock them.
Yeah.
We'll make fun of them.
That's what we do, baby.
Check us out on TikTok.
Your Bicycle wishes Brussels. Are stupid.
We won't say that to everyone. We'll
we say
it to you directly.
That to everyone. It's on our next fucking show on this shit. On the
okay,
next show.
Guys, have an awesome festive season.
Safe, Jody.
Safe, Raz.
And a Merry Christmas.
To you.
No, what is it political? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Hmm. Oh, let's piss off some... Let's piss off some conservatives. Happy holidays, everyone. I'm joking.